Continuing with our reading of and commentary on the lessons from three chapters of Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II, continuing chapter 16, called Wartime Choices. And we're beginning with a commentary. In For Your Own Good, Alice Miller writes, "The example of Hitler's childhood allows us to study the genesis of a hatred whose consequences caused the suffering of millions. On the basis of available documents," and I'm quoting Alice Miller, "we can easily gain an impression of the atmosphere in which Adolf Hitler grew up. The family structure could well be characterized as the prototype of a totalitarian regime. Its sole, undisputed, often brutal ruler is the father. The wife and children are totally subservient to his will, his moods, and his whims. They must accept humiliation and injustice unquestioningly and gratefully. Obedience is their primary rule of conduct. The mother, to be sure, has her own sphere of authority in the household, where she rules over the children when the father is not at home. This means that she can, to some extent, take out on those weaker than herself the humiliation she has suffered. In the totalitarian state, a similar function is assigned to the security police. They are the overseers of the slaves, although they are slaves themselves, carrying out the dictator's wishes, serving as his deputies in his absence, instilling fear in his name, meting out punishment, assuming the guise of the rulers of the oppressed. Within this family structure, the children are the most oppressed. If they have younger siblings," and then she goes on to describe the hierarchy within the authoritarian family, which all families are, to a degree, underclass, because none of us can escape the hierarchical structuring of the broader society. That means the family is the initial training place in hierarchy. And this hierarchy of the broader society is achieved by means of the world market and its ranking by quantifying all commodities, not least of which, or particularly, being us, we human beings, because we must work to eat. It works effortlessly, hierarchy. Continuing with Alice Miller, "This hierarchy, which can be observed in the way concentration camps were organized with their ranking of guards, etc., and which is legitimized by poisonous pedagogy, is probably still maintained in many families today. The possible consequences for a sensitive child can be traced in detail in the case of Adolf Hitler. In his biography of Adolf Hitler, Joachim Fest has this to say about Alois Hitler's, which is Adolf Hitler's father's, background and his life before Adolf was born. Quote from Joachim Fest. "At house number 13 in Strons, the home of Johann Trummelslager, an unmarried servant girl by the name of Maria Anna Schickelgruber gave birth to a child on June 7, 1837. That same day, the child was baptized Alois. In the registry of births in Dollersheim parish, the space for the name of the child's father was left blank, nor was this changed 5 years later when the mother married the unemployed journeyman Miller, Johann George Hitler. That same year, she turned her son over to her husband's brother, Johann Nepomuk Hutler, a farmer in Spittel, presumably because she thought she could not raise the child properly. At any rate, the Hitlers, the story has it, were so impoverished that ultimately they didn't even have a bed left and slept in a cattle trough. These two brothers are two of the presumptive fathers of Alois Schickelgruber. The third possibility, according to a rather wild story, that nevertheless comes from one of Hitler's closest associates, is a Graz Jew named Frankenberger, in whose household Maria Anna Schickelgruber is said to have been working when she became pregnant. And that is from Joachim Fest's Hitler, quoted in Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. And she comments on this, it should be added, Alice Miller does, it should, quote, it should be added that after the birth of her son, Maria Schickelgruber, Hitler's grandmother, received child support for 14 years from the Jewish businessman referred to by Fest. Fest does not quote verbatim the account of Hans Frank, Hitler's lawyer for many years, in the Hitler biography of 1973, but he does in his earlier book, The Face of the Third Reich, which first appeared in 1963. Quote, Hitler's father was the illegitimate child of a cook named Schickelgruber from Leondin, near Linz, employed in a household in Graz. The cook, Adolf Hitler's grandmother, was working for a Jewish family named Frankenberger when she gave birth to her child. This should read, when she became pregnant, says Joachim Fest. Because this is the testimony of the lawyer of Hitler, Hans Frank. At that time, this happened in the 1830s, Frankenberger paid Schickelgruber on behalf of his son, who presumably had made the cook pregnant, interjects Alice Miller, who was then about 19, a paternity allowance from the time of her child's birth up to his 14th year. There was also a correspondence over the years between the Frankenbergers and Hitler's grandmother, the general tenor of which was the unexpressed common knowledge of the correspondence that Schickelgruber's child had been conceived in circumstances which rendered the Frankenbergers liable to pay a paternity allowance, unquote. And that's from The Face of the Third Reich, quoted in Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. And then she says, whatever the truth actually was, a fourfold disgrace weighed upon Alois, being poor, being illegitimate, being separated from his real mother at the age of 5, and having Jewish blood. Unquote from Alice Miller's For Your Own Good.